Good night and hello again to all my anchorheads. This is Joji of Champagne Struggles coming to you live Sunday night. I know I've been gone since last week. So between the birthday festivities and this holiday stuff, I figured I'd take a break. Maybe I should announce those breaks ahead of time, but I like impromptu timeouts. But it is Cancerian season, so to all of my June, July babies, happy birthday, and what's up from a fellow Cancerian. Yeah, it's been an interesting couple of weeks. I think the rose-colored glasses have been lifted off my eyes, so to speak, when it comes to matters of healing. And when I say healing, I mean everything. So part of my break was to accept a challenge to read a book every 2 weeks, a new book every 2 weeks. And lo and behold, I got caught up in this wonderful novel by, let me see if I say her name right, Chimamanda Ngozi. Forget the last name, but the name of the book is Americana, and that's Americana, right? Absolutely brilliant writing, brought up a lot of questions within myself. Heck, it even gave me like a two-sided page of new words to add to my vocabulary, which I absolutely love. I love a book that challenges you to go beyond the usual. Oh my God, awesome, fabulous, gorgeous, beautiful, you know, just really extensive vocabulary. So I was happy for that. And I was proud that I finished it in about 10, I want to say about 10 to 12 days. So I am now on my second book, and it's called The Power of Habit. And it's not the same, like reading a novel is always going to be a lot more, I guess, fast-paced, because when you're reading a book that's, I mean, my husband calls it self-help. I don't see it as self-help. It's reading more like a psychology textbook, but it's very interesting. Very interesting how we develop habits and why we form these patterns that we just can't seem to break out of. Even when we know better, the brain does something really wonderful and not so wonderful at the same time by giving you a habit to kind of free up your mind space. I mean, I'm only like on chapter. I don't think it has chapters yet, but I'm like on page 30 something, and it's about a 300 and some odd page book. But very interesting so far how they're breaking down what a habit is. So I highly recommend those two. Well, the first one definitely. The verdict is still out on the second one until I finish it. But so far, I mean, 30-something pages in, it's got me, you know, not necessarily reading on the weekends, but still. I think it's definitely something to dig into. Find out why we do the things that we do. But in other news, I mean, like I said, the Americana brought up a few questions, being, as the novel put it, a non-African American? Or was it a non-black African American? I forget what it was, but basically, being a black person that's not African American. So I guess it would be non-African American. It made me look at things totally in a different way. And I remember reading Charlemagne's book. He was saying, you can't just read what you're comfortable with. You kind of have to go outside your comfort zone when it comes to reading. And part of that is to read something of someone else's culture. So to have this novel written by a beautiful Nigerian woman who kind of explained a few things, like the differences between Nigerians and, you know, she touched on a little bit about Caribbeans and definitely the African-American experience and just how all of that kind of bounced off of each other and how things worked and how things didn't work. it made me understand a little bit why I have been feeling kind of angry. You know, with all, you know, I don't watch the news. I try my best not to watch the news, but somehow it finds me anyway. But for the most part, I try not to, I guess, pollute my brain with bad news. So it was really nice to have someone else, even if it's fiction, lay it out and explain why there is a difference in how we handle this issue of race. Because, like I'll tell anyone, where I come from, there is no black, white, Asian, whatever. It's either you're born here or you're not. Granted, yes, there's differences, and people definitely look different. They have different mixtures, but for the most part, when you're born on the island, you are just one of the islanders. So I grew up here in New York, but I've never seen race play out the way it has been, like in these recent times with the whole Trump thing, and even when Obama was elected president, you know, it started coming out a little bit more than usual. But now with that dude in office, it's definitely being brought up a lot more than I would dare to feel comfortable with. Not that I ever want to feel comfortable with racism, but I guess you have to find a happy medium. And yeah, just really interesting insights on, like, I just don't get the slavery thing. You know, I can't connect to it. And maybe that speaks to me not knowing completely the history of my country. So that's something I want to dig into as well, so that I'm not speaking out of turn and not putting down anybody else's culture by any means. Just me finding more understanding. So that's one thing. The other thing is, we always talk about, you know, what can be done. Besides all the people griping about, oh, you know, I can't even say griping, but there's this thing where everything gets flipped on its head. Like, I can't enjoy certain comedy and I can't enjoy certain normal everyday things, like just watching a commercial. You know, it's so blatant. So I guess this is what woke means. Not that I considered myself asleep before, but sometimes it's just like, how can I put it? Like, there's a medication for PrEP. It's, I guess, a pre-exposure to HIV pill that you're taking. And I noticed everyone in that commercial, with the exception of one red-headed Caucasian man, everyone was a minority. And when they are making ads for this stuff, it's all throughout, you know, the black neighborhoods. It's all throughout the Spanish neighborhoods. You know, and you drive around, and or even on the train, you see it's targeted to certain neighborhoods. Because I go Upper West Side, I don't see not one billboard for this PrEP thing. But first thing when I walk out of my door and I'm heading to the bus or the train is this huge freaking PrEP for whatever on the bus station. Like, small things like that is what annoys me now. Not that I was asleep, or, you know, I noticed certain things. Like, we always notice why the black guy has to get killed first in a movie, that type of thing. But it's more and more, I don't know, it's just, I guess, more amplified now because you know what's going on. So it just, it pisses me off, but I kind of have to scale it back and not get so pissed off, because I need to understand what the hell. Like, I don't even know how to formulate a question, but why the attack so much on the minority, I guess, is my biggest question. And I know this podcast and my blog is supposed to be about me and my, you know, road to eating more healthy and discovering foods and products or whatever to get me to a healing point, but part of healing is mental healing. So for those who may have wondered how I've totally gone, like, left, this is part of my healing, so this is why I'm talking about it. And hopefully, again, I'm always one for sparking conversation. So, I don't know, leave comments. I don't know if there's a way to leave comments on this thing, but help me understand, as a person who wasn't born in this country, but who is definitely black, what's the deal? Like, it's now hitting me what it is, what the African-American experience has been like for those who, well before affirmative action and before the abolishment of slavery and all this, it's hitting me hardcore now, because even though I may not get, you know, like, spit at or whatever from a white person in the street, there's, like, these indirect jabs that I get all the time. And maybe it's because I'm focused on it. Because, you know, they say what you resist persists, and what you focus on, you attract more of. So maybe because I'm so aware and I'm absorbing so much of it is why I'm seeing it and noticing it more. But if that's not the case, I need help into understanding what the deal is. Like, yes, at the end of the day, we're all human beings, but why the hate, like, so hard? And how do you deal with that? I only got, like, a little taste of it, and it's got me feeling, like, on fire. And no, I don't want to be the angry black woman, but how do you deal with that in a positive way? Not saying I want to go and throw Mazel Tov cocktails or anything at anybody. I need to know, how do you process when you can't walk outside, you can't wake up in the morning and change the color of your skin because you are born that way, but you have to constantly, like, fight just to be recognized as a human being? Like, the that, just even asking that question just seems really, really fucked up. But, yeah. The breaks in my podcast is a whole slew of things, between things that's going on in the personal life and this constant inner fight with this whole race thing, has got me kind of twisted. So, I don't know. I guess I can leave it at there. I don't want to be completely long-winded about it. And I hope what I've said tonight makes some kind of sense. And I'm not going to conform. I refuse to conform. I don't want to have a plan for this podcast. I'm still going to hold to that, because I still think I can do it without a plan. And if it doesn't work for you, I apologize. I really, really do. Because I love my listeners. All 16 of y'all, I think, so far. But, again, I'm always going to be the one who's going to be a little controversial and not do what everybody else is doing. Let that be known now. That is who Joji is. I do not conform. I do not bend to the will of others. I walk my own path, I do my own thing, and this is why this whole race thing is kicking my ass, because before I thought I was unscathed, and yeah, kind of not, because when you're brown, people want you out of town, so yeah. On that note, I want to say happy Sunday again, and happy birthday to all my Cancerians out there, soon to be Leo season, but we're going to relish in this Cancerian season right now. July, June babies. Holla. And have a great week. And yeah, leave comments, leave applauses, whatever. I don't really care too much for the applause. I really love dialogue. So talk to me. Hit me up. Say something. Answer a question. Leave a comment. If you disagree, I even want to hear your disagreements. Like, I'm open. So, yeah. Peace out. This is Joji of Champagne Struggles signing off. And peace.